A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Tzadi Tes, Psachim 99b, pagination page 198. We have the privilege of starting probably the most famous perek in Meseches Psachim, the final perek, the perek dealing with the Seder. So the Mishnah begins, top of the page. Erev Psachim, the eve of Pesach, Samoch leMincha, as you approach Mincha time of Erev Pesach, Lo yochal Adam ad shetechshach. A person should not eat until it becomes dark. Now, first of all, let's clarify what time we're dealing with, and then we'll try to figure out why and how this applies. So, samach lemincha, the time near mincha. We're talking about mincha ketana, the smaller mincha, the time of mincha that applies towards the end of the day, 2.5 hours before sunset. We're fairly familiar with that concept of mincha because there's an expression, plag ha-mincha, half of that mincha, half of that period of time, regarding the earliest time that you could light Shabbos candles, same thing for Hanukkah candles, that last hour and a quarter is considered already preparation for the coming day. It's an anticipation time. And that's called plag ha-mincha, half of mincha. But actual mincha is twice the hour and a quarter, specifically 2.5 hours before sunset, and samach lemincha, close to that mincha, would mean 3 hours before sunset. Lo yochal adam ad shetechshach, a person shouldn't eat until it becomes dark. Now, why use the words ad shetechshach, until it becomes dark? A person shouldn't eat. It's Erev Pesach, you shouldn't eat. So, Tosfos points out that in addition to the general concept of not eating, had it been Shabbos, you would be able to make Kiddush early. But when it comes to Pesach, this restriction on eating really goes from Samoch leMincha, the time that we've described 3 hours before sunset, and it really goes ad shetechshach, until night, because a person is not allowed to begin the Seder, eating matzah, starting with the four kosos, until it's nighttime so that you could fulfill the mitzvahs of Pesach on the night of Pesach, again, in contrast to Shabbos, that you're allowed to start early. Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyosev. Even a poor person of Klal Yisrael should not eat until he is leaning. So, at first glance, it sounds like even if he's poor and he's hungry, he should make sure to postpone, as long as it's not a serious health issue. But he's supposed to postpone until nighttime. But Tosfos points out, the focus here is ad sheyosev, until he's leaning. Because a person would think that a poor person, there's no purpose of him leaning. The concept of leaning is to show royalty. And this poor person, he doesn't have anything to lean on, and it's not very royal. So, he is obligated in leaning, even though it doesn't come naturally to him. And there are different approaches as to why. One approach is that a person needs to understand that he's royalty. The other approach is, it may not seem like royalty, but at least it's zecher lecherus. It remembers the royalty of old when they used to lean as they were eating. V'lo yivchasu lo me'arba kosa shal yayin, we should not diminish to him the 4 cups of wine, afilu min atamchui, even if it's from the charity fund, and he's very needy, a person is entitled to the four cups of wine. Again, an expression of royalty. It would seem to be beyond the requirements for sustaining the poor person. But we have this concept that on the night of Pesach, everybody is royal and we support him with what is necessary for him to do the proper Pesach Seder. Let's take a look at the Gemara, where we contrast this prohibition of eating before Pesach to the prohibition of eating before Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, "May irya arve psachim? Why specifically erev Pesach? Afilo arve Shabbosus v'yamim tovim nami. Even if erev Shabbos and erev Yom Tov, there's a restriction according to some. We'll see how this plays out. The Tanya, as we learn." Lo yochal odem ba'arve Shabbosos v'yamim tovim min amincha ulamayla, not supposed to eat on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, from mincha time and on, 2.5 hours before sunset. Kedei sheikonis l'Shabbos kishu ta'eva, you should enter Shabbos hungry, anticipating a good meal. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's the ruling of Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see in a moment, we don't paskin like that as a true restriction. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Ochav aholech ad shetech shach, technically you're allowed to eat until night. Omer Rav Huna said, Lo tzricha elo l'Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah very specifically is prohibiting eating on Erev Pesach because it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. To Omer, Ochav aholech ad shetech shach, you're allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos until night. Hani mili ba'arve Shabbosos v'yomim tovim, that's only Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Ava be'erev Pesach mishum chiyuva de matzah mode. But by Erev Pesach, because of the obligation of matzah, he agrees, Rabbi Yossi agrees, that there's a restriction on eating as we approach Pesach, namely the last 3 hours. Now, Tosfos asks, what exactly are we prohibiting from eating, according to Rabbi Yossi, on Erev Pesach? Asks Tosfos, it's the second Tosfos on the page, middle of the Tosfos, imatzah, if you're prohibiting the eating of matzah, afilu kodem nami yosar, a person's not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. That's a restriction because we're anticipating eating matzah at night. Not allowed to eat matzah on the day before Pesach. And if you're thinking about mini targima, smaller types of foods, non-5-grain type foods, so metavalu b'mini targima, that's permitted. So what even closer to Pesach, even after this 3-hour mark, some fruits, some vegetables, a little something. So Tosfos asks, what is it that they were prohibiting that there's a dramatic cutoff at the point of 3 hours into the day? Tosfos gives a fascinating answer. Tosfos answers, matzah ashira. Matzah that's made flour and fruit juice. Now, it's interesting that our minig is that we generally don't eat flour and fruit juice type matzah, what we call egg matzah, which is typically nowadays made with apple juice. We don't eat that from the time that chametz is prohibited, even on Erev Pesach. We would not eat that unless it's a person who's elderly, has trouble chewing, getting nutrition. We recognize that it's not chametz, but our minig is to consider egg matzah as if it is chametz as far as not eating it. You're allowed to own it, you're allowed to feed it to people who need it, children, elderly, etc. But we typically do not eat it. So this Tosfos answer still needs a little bit more discussion because matzah ashira, the logic is that you'd be allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach because it's not lechem oni. It's not the type of bread that you could use for the mitzvah of matzah on Seder night. And therefore, you'd be allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach, theoretically. But during the last hours, since it's hamotzi, since it's a meal, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. This concept, though, would apply easily for us, for a person who eats gebraks, which is boiled matzah meal products, knedelach, for example, and during these last 3 hours of the day, Mishnah Berurah in fact brings the case in Siman Taf Ayin Aleph that you would not be allowed to have knedelach during the last 3 hours of the day. There's some discussion of how to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalashudis if Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, and knedelach is the suggestion that some make. And the question, of course, would be, does that mean that you must have your Shalashudis before the 3 hours, the last 3 hours of the day? Now, just one more point. Keep in mind that even though our Gemara rules, like Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to eat until the end of the day, halachically, technically, but as a matter of practice, based on a different Gemara, Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Ches Amid Beis, that tells us that eating a significant meal on Erev Shabbos is improper and could cause very negative results to a person. A person could lose his money, for example, for that level of disrespect. So the way it's brought in Halacha, Siman Resh Mem Tes, Sif Beis, in Hilcha Shabbos, is also likvoa be'erev Shabbos suda umishta she'ena ragil b'mei hachol. You're not allowed to make a significant meal on Erev Shabbos that is not your normal meal. So there is some level of restriction. It's not as technical and as halachic as it is on Erev Pesach. And we're passing like Rabbi Yossi, the Ramof says, for example, that if a bris or a pidyon haben would fall out on Erev Shabbos, you'd be allowed to do it. But there is some level of respect to Shabbos that even though it's technically permitted to have a meal, if it's common for you to have that meal during the week and it's your normal routine, there still is some level of restriction. Perhaps we should phrase it from an ethical perspective on Erev Shabbos, but Erev Pesach is much more technical and halachic, as our Mishnah articulates in the first lines of our perek. Yeshe koach, have a great day.